live on Racing Radio from 1 p.m. for every day of the Cheltenham Festival 2019, with pundit selections, analysis and race commentaries live and for free. Ken Pitterson will be offering his thoughts from the paddock, with Sir Anthony McCoy and Andrew Thornton also on hand. Plus, we've got a daily £1 million golden race, 3 bet boosts a day, high five and enhanced places across the 4 days. It's all part of Cheltenham Festival 2019 with William Hill.
Hello and welcome along to the Cheltenham Festival Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted again by myself, Bobby Beavers. This time I'm joined by Craig Forsyther. Craig, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, very much so, Bobby. Really enjoying the Cheltenham Festival 2019. Some great stories on Thursday. Frodon, Bryony Frost, and of course Paisley Park, owned by Andrew Gemmell. Fantastic. These are the stories we should be seeing on national front pages, not the bad headlines. These are the headlines we want to see.
We certainly do indeed. Hear, hear for what Craig has just said. Now, before I ask Craig for his selections for the final day of the Cheltenham Festival, we're going to hear now from Emma Spencer and Sir AP McCoy about a certain Altior.
How impressed with Altior were you?
In terms of looking at horse visually, he wasn't that impressive, you know, but if you, he did what great champions do. He keeps winning, he got the job done. You know, I think that's why we'll see him for a lot longer as well, is because of the longevity that he just seems to do enough. He's not as flamboyant as a Sprinter Sacra or a Mastermind, doesn't show it up as much as that, but he keeps sticking his head out. And I actually didn't think at any stage yesterday, people around me were thinking, oh, he's in trouble. I never thought at any stage he was in trouble. He just seems to have it in control, doesn't get too excited, just gets the job done and gets out of there. Great horse.
Is he the best you've seen?
He's definitely the best horse I've seen since Cotto Star, I have no doubt, and we've seen a lot of good ones, to say, the likes of Sprinter Sacra and that. But I genuinely think this horse would win over any trip. I think he'd win 2 mile, you know, he has won 2.5. I actually have no doubt he'd win the King George, and I don't think he'd look out of place in the Gold Cup. I do think he has the ability to compete and possibly win at any distance, and that's what makes him a phenomenal racehorse.
So Craig, that was some statement there by Sir AP McCoy comparing Altior, the best since Cotto Star.
Yeah, and you have to agree with him. You know, who's to not agree with AP, you know, who's one of the very best in his time. And I mean, he had everybody worried, didn't he, in the Queen Mother on Wednesday. He looked in trouble for the first time in many, many races, but he showed his quality at the business end. And I think, you know, everybody now is looking forward to that step up and trip, and we're all hopeful that we may see him at Kempton in a King George, you know, as the next stepping stone to maybe, who knows, a Gold Cup next year. But, yeah, we have to agree with AP here. Fantastic horse, a joy to watch.
Yeah, he certainly was indeed. Right then, let's have a look ahead to the final day of the Cheltenham Festival. The first race on the card, the 130, is the Triumph Hurdle. Does anybody beat Sir Eric here?
Yes, I think he's a ridiculous price.
Okay.
Bold statement.
Wow.
Bold statement, Bobby. I'm gonna stand by this one. He's won 2 races at Leopardstown. He's had the complete run of the race on both occasions. He's been out in front. He's dictated a moderate pace on both occasions and been able to quicken away. For me, his jumping is still a little bit novicey as well. There'll be a real test, and you know, in terms of the speed they go in the Triumph, and his jumping may cause him some problems. So I think at 6-5, he's a ridiculous price. The one I'm going to take him on with is a horse trained in the same yard, owned by the same owner, and he finished second to him at Leopardstown, and that is Gardens of Babylon. Cheek pieces on for the first time. Like we said, it wasn't a very strongly run contest last time. Gardens of Babylon was left very poorly placed on that occasion, held up out the back, and he had to do all the running as the pace was quickening. He's eventually ran on to finish second, a very eye-catching run. At 11-1 each way at the time of recording, Gardens of Babylon to get us off to a flyer on the Friday.
Second race on the card on Friday is the 2:10. It is the Grade 3 County Handicap Hurdle. What's your selection here?
Well, I've got two against the field here. Monsieur Lecoq, who ran such a great race in the Imperial Cup, he just made his move a little bit too soon. The eventual winner, Malaya, delayed his run. And then the mistake helped him, to be honest, the winner, because he didn't get to the front too soon. The way he moved clear of his field, Monsieur Lecoq, suggests he's still a very well-handicapped horse. Mm-hmm. And he's £3 lower, running off a mark of 132. So providing this doesn't come too soon, 6 days on, I think he's a big player here. And the other one I like is Eclair de Buffon, mm-hmm. of Gordon Elliott's, a horse who won a maiden hurdle and then won another conditional hurdle race at Fairy House. And he dipped his toe into a handicap at Leopardstown last time. A very competitive race, and he got into a little bit of trouble coming round a bend. The race turned a little bit messy. He got shuffled back before running on for fourth. He's gone up £6, a mark of 136, but he's open to a great deal of improvement. A big gallop in track, an end-to-end gallop. They look sure to bring about more improvement. He's the other I like.
The Albert Bartlett is the third race on the card. This grade one here, the 250. Personally, I think Liz Nagar Oscar for Rebecca Curtis could run a big race. You're smiling. You agree?
I agree, Bobby. We agree. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a race where we do have some class performers. But the class performers lack a little bit of experience. Birchdale only had the two runs under rules. You won a maiden hurdle at Warwick in a really quick time. That race marked him down straight away as a very smart horse. And he absolutely bolted up following that in the graded race at Cheltenham. But think back 12 months ago. Santini, came into this with a similar profile. This is a race for experienced horses. And the horse with a great deal of experience this year is Liz Nagar Oscar. Mm. He's very, very good horse who finished third to McFabulous in a bumper. That was a really strongly run contest at Chepstow. And he beat Dickie Diver, who's fancied for this race, in a novice hurdle at Chepstow. But 3 miles has really been the making of him, particularly at Haydock last time when he ran away from Ask Ben in the closing stages there. It was a terrific performance. And he's the one that would get my vote in this year's Albert Bartlett.
And what do you make to the Gold Cup this year? I suppose the question is to you, Craig, is where do we start?
Yeah, we'll have to start with presenting Percy, because he's 4-1 favourite at the time of recording. And I won't beat about the bush with him. I thought he ran the perfect comeback race at Gowran Park, over hurdles, the way he travelled through, the way he quickened. I thought that was perfect. But like everybody else, we then thought he would go back to fences, run in the Red Mills, a race he won last year, but he didn't turn up. He missed that engagement. And I think that has to be of concern, because it cannot be an ideal prep for a Gold Cup coming here, the Blue Riband of racing, after just one run over hurdles. So for that reason, presenting Percy, I would have to swerve this year.
What would be the selection then to win the Gold Cup?
I like Ken Boy. Mm. He's really improved this year. He finished fourth last year in the JLT behind Shattered Love, but he's a different horse now, a completely different horse. And the attitude he displayed when he won the Savills Chase, the old Lexus at Leopardstown over the Christmas period was fantastic. He beat the likes of Monalee, who was a little bit disappointing in Thursday's Ryanair. But it was the way he powered clear in the closing stages of that, at 10-1 each way, I think he's the value in this year's Gold Cup, is Kemp Boy.
The Fox Hunters, the 4-10, looks as competitive as ever. For me personally, Craig, I think Pasha De Polder could go well again, and I think he's overpriced at the time of recording.
If you like Pasha De Polder, Bobby, I'm with you on that.
the 450, the grand annual. What do you think will win here? The penultimate race on the card.
Yeah, this is my strongest bet for the final day of the festival.
Nap of the day.
Mm-hmm. Maracuja.
Okay.
He comes out a very strong race at Leatherby. Excuse me, over Christmas. He finished second in the Castleford Chase behind Cracking Find. And it was a really, truly run event, that. And its form I've been following closely this year. Cracking Find, the winner, went on to win at Doncaster. But on that occasion at Doncaster, Forrest Behan came cruising into contention, travelled all over him, but he doesn't find a great deal off the bridle. Cracking Find beat him, form franked. St. Leo finished fourth in the Castleford. Absolutely cruising through his race at Ayr last week. I was on at the right prices, but he came crashing down three out. He would have won easy. It is very, very strong form. Marikuja's had two spins over fences at Cheltenham. Mm-hmm. He's finished first. He's finished second. He's had a wind up since we last seen him. He's on a mark of 139. Marikuja, each way is Friday's nap.
And the final race on the card this year, because they've swapped them around, haven't they? So the Martin Pipe will close the card. The final race for the Cheltenham Festival of 2019. I believe you like the look of the Jeremy Scott runner here.
Yeah, Champagne Court. You know, he's been running some good races this year. Finished behind Angel's Breath in a graded race at Ascot, and then Beakstown in a graded race at Warwick. And then at Carlisle last time, he finished third behind Hill 16, but that was a strong race for the grade. First start in the handicap off a mark of 126. I think the handicap has let him in lightly. I do. I think he's let him in lightly here at 33-1. Mm-hmm. A very tentative each-way selection to finish off what has been a wonderful week at Cheltenham.
I'm just going to give a small mention there to Mount Muse for Donald McCain and Danny McMenamin. I think that could be worth a very small each way as well. Craig, as always, great to work with you, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bobby.
What we're going to do now, we're going to hear from Sir AP McCoy and Andrew Thornton with their selections ahead of Friday at Cheltenham.
Well, the fourth and final day of the Cheltenham Festival, the first race on the card is the Triumph. Sir Eric is going to be very difficult to beat, AP. I'm going to go with Gardens of Babylon each way, but he's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I thought Tiger Roar was the biggest certainty of the Cheltenham Festival. I think Sir Eric is the second biggest certainty of the Cheltenham Festival. Very impressive in his two starts at Leopardstown. Last time, he made all his own running. He never deviated at once for an inexperienced horse. And all he did was quicken and stay and quicken from the back of the second last. And I think he's an exceptionally good horse, and I think can't see anyone beating him. Quilda Stan of Paul Nichols is a good solid horse of the English ones, but I think Sir Eric is an absolute certainty.
Well, the Albert Battle over 3 miles is the next race. This is a tough contest. I'm with Darren Ross, a thorough stayer. He's won twice over 3 miles.
Yeah, this has been won, Andrew, in a lot of recent years by horses that have had lots of runs and lots of experience. Darren Ross has definitely got a chance. Birchdale has been very impressive, but you worry over this trip. I really like a mare down the bottom, Salt's Retta of Willie Mullins. She actually ran in the mare's novice hurdle last year behind Lorena. She's got loads of experience. She was impressive when she won down in Limerick earlier on the year. She did unseat last time at Leopardstown, but we'll give her the benefit of the doubt, and I think that Willie Mullins and Paul Townend can have another winner here.
Well, it's the big one, it's the Gold Cup. I'm a big fan of Presenting Percy. Unconventional preparation. Clander's Oboe for me, not a fan. Wouldn't mind riding him, but not a fan.
I thought Presenting Percy, when he won the RSA last year, that he was a Gold Cup winner waiting to happen. But unconventional preparation, it's a pretty non-existent preparation. So that's kind of against him. Native River won the Gold Cup last year. Can he win a back-to-back Gold Cup? Better horse than him winning the back-to-back Gold Cups. Willie Mullins, really strong hand, never won the Gold Cup before. Bells Hill obviously won the Irish Gold Cup last time in Leopardstown. Kenboy was really impressive in Leopardstown at Christmas Invitation, only won the Thyestes. I really like his other horse each way. Album Photo fell in the RSA behind Presenting Percy last year. He won really impressively in Tremor last time. Big stop up in class, but Album Photo each way in the Gold Cup.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.